Chapter 59. Shedding Blood. Mika's scream pierces the void, bringing me back from whatever corner of my mind Alagaikar imprisoned my consciousness. I hear the Demon King's shriek in response, as he pulls back from my mind to face this new threat. For a moment, I feel safe. Mika has come to rescue me, as she has so many times in my life. My loyal nanny, looking out for me no matter how awful I am in return. My eyes open as I hit the ground, and the bubble of safety bursts. Inches from my face, Iriven stares back at me. I signal my limbs to move, but they are too stiff and numb, coming back to life as slowly as my thoughts. Iriven, too, spasms without getting hands and feet under him. The withdrawal of Alagaikar's will is like being shaken from a deep sleep. Darren! Selen cries, shield rushing through my brothers, equally disoriented by the demon's sudden lapse of control. I look up as she leaps over my body, seeing Darren standing right in front of me. What is he doing here? How did he get so close? What was Alagaikar forcing me to do to him? I feel sick at the thought. I don't think the demon had time to alter my mind, but he had complete control of my body. Could I ever forgive myself if he made me hurt my friends? Alagaikar lifts a delicate talon, drawing impact wards in the air like Mother with her Hora wand. Mika, Rojvar, and Arik are scattered, and I realize even together, we are outmatched. What hope do we have, when even our mothers and fathers failed to kill the Demon King? He took over my will effortlessly. Any moment now, he will turn his attention back to me, and I know I will not be able to resist. But then I see it, lying on the cold ground. My armlet. At first a bauble, then a shackle. Now it is an instrument of hope. A chance to finish what our families started all those years ago. A chance to take a step closer to fulfilling their dream of a world without demons. Without Alagaikar, the Queen will no longer be able to mate. We can find Safehold and end the Hive once and for all. But then I am struck by the demon's mental command to rise, and I cannot resist. Like a loyal hound, Iriven springs to his feet and leaps to the Demon King's defense. My spear brothers rise less gracefully, but already their spears and shields are rising to point at my friends. Alagaikar has directed me to rise and confront Darren, but his attention is divided. I feel his irresistible will, but he is not in control of my limbs or inside my head. I put my hands under me, crawling as I stumble to my feet. Not so far as to appear suspicious, but far enough to hook the amulet with a finger as I rise. I twist slightly to hide my arm from the demon's sight as I clasp the amulet about my biceps and press my thumb against the tip of the little spear, shedding blood to seal the lock. I can sense the demon's injunction, but now the ward keeps his will at bay. Still I obey, feigning the same glassy look I've seen on other Sharum under demon control. Alagaikar wants me to smile at him, to reassure him, to draw him close, and then I shudder. What if the demon has already corrupted part of me, like he did Iriven? My brother did not know he was the Demon King's agent in the day. What if Darren lets me in close, and my body betrays me? It's a risk I have to take. By using Alagaikar's plan, perhaps I can buy just a few seconds more before the demon realizes he no longer controls me. Duh, it's me. My words are the barest breath, but even through the din of battle around us, I know he can hear them. Darren remains wary as I take a step forward, He skitters back a step, lifting his mother's knife, razor sharp and hot with magic. Think I'm stupid. I smile and spread my arms to show empty hands. And the armlet. I see his eyes flick to it, and he relaxes slightly, but he does not lower the knife. I didn't respect you like I should have, Darren Bales, but I never thought you were stupid. I smile, giving him a secret wink, smart enough to make this look good. I ball a fist, but give him time to slip aside, revealing the game. I don't pull the next blows, but I don't need to. Slippery and at full speed, I can't lay a knuckle on him, and we both know it. Give me your knife. I whisper the words under the sharp breath I blow out with my next punch. Darren dances back, suddenly wary again. Not a chance. Around us, the fight is raging. Selen puts a spear into Gorvan's thigh, but if the big warrior even feels it, he gives no sign. He leaps into the blow, whipping his shield across to crack her in the temple. She stumbles, and my brothers bear her down, tossing aside her horror weapons and pulling off her helmet. Darren, please, I breathe. Our window is fast closing. Soon, all of us will be overwhelmed. Arik is a strong fighter. Given a few years' experience, he could be truly great. But he is no match for my brother. Irathen is through his guard in two moves, burying his spear into my cousin's guts. Arik falls onto his back, desperately trying to keep his insides from spilling out. Irathen raises his spear to finish the job. But Mika lets out another shriek, checking him. The grit must be shredding her throat to produce that grating wail, but it has the desired effect. Alagai Kaa keens, and for a moment, his human drones waver. Mika wastes no time, sprinting for the Demon King. But even as the others under Alagai Kaa's control hesitate, Irathen intercepts her. The keening sound the demon is making must trigger commands planted deep in his subconscious to defend his master from harm. Mika cannot maintain the cry as she moves forward to defend against this new foe. There is a chain at the end of her sickle, weighted at the end with a clenched skeletal fist. She tangles it around Irathen's spear, pulling it aside and moving close to strike with the sickle. But Irathen catches the blow easily on his shield. Alagai Kaa recovers, and so too do his human slaves. Rojva catches the arm of the first to reach for her and strikes him in the throat with stiffened fingers as she twists to throw him into a stalagmite. But the next is upon her before she resets. Her bone Hanzar takes his hand off at the wrist, but the crippling wound does nothing to stop him as he throws his arms around her, and more adds to the press, pulling away her protections against the father of demons. Darren sees it too. He glances at Selen, on her feet and part of a wave of warriors coming for us. For a moment, his defenses waver, and I tackle him to the ground. He's slippery as ever, but I'm not trying to hold or harm him, just to get through. Pipes, I grunt as we roll in the filth. Give me the knife and play your pipes. Darren says nothing, but he solidifies, offering little resistance as I twist the knife from his grip. I reverse my grip, hiding the blade with my forearm away from Alagai Kaa. Mika has managed to divest Irathen of his spear. It lies a few feet from them, tangled with her sickle and chain. She fights instead with a bone flail, but it is ineffective against Irathen's shield. I see his arm dart behind his back, pulling a punch dagger from his belt. I want to cry out as he bats her weapon aside and moves in, but Alagai Kaa is watching their battle, and I dare not draw his attention as Darren raises the pipes to his lips. The sound comes just as Irathen drives his punch dagger into the center of my sister's chest. A jarring series of notes, impossibly loud, drown out my scream as I take two steps forward and throw the knife with all of my strength. Alagai Kaa again puts his taloned hands to his head, twisting to look our way. as the blade sails end over end towards his bulbous head, Mika coughs blood, dropping to her knees. The demon's eyes widen, and he reacts faster than I would have thought possible, sketching a glowing defensive ward in the air before him. A normal weapon would bounce off it as surely as striking a wall. But Renner Bale's knife is no ordinary weapon. Powerful wards are etched along the blade and its bone handle, which glows like the blessed weapons of Sharik Hora. It flies through the barrier as easily as air, burying itself in the side of the demon's head. Alagai Kar's mental whispers, vibrating in the air all around us, suddenly cease. Selen and my spear brothers, closing in on us, fall limp again. Even Irvin comes back to something of himself. Sister? He reaches a hand out to Mika, but she slaps it aside. The gesture is enough to take her balance, and she falls over, aura dimming fast as blood continues to pump from her body. Every fibre of my being wants to go to her, to stem the flow of blood, or simply to hold her close. My nanny, my tutor, my true sister, is dying, and I should be with her. But Alagai Kar isn't dead yet. I try to embrace the pain, but it is impossible, so I let it out, screaming as I turn away from her, charging the Demon King as he staggers backward, grasping blindly for the handle of the knife. His leathery fingers sizzle and smoke as they close around the warded bone. Still, he perseveres, hissing and snarling as the ash-grey flesh on his hand chars black. The knife doesn't come free with the first tug, and I am there before the second, punching the demon hard in the head. He reels from the blow, and I turn a full circuit, smashing the armlet against the opposite side of his skull. There's a satisfying impact and a flash of magic as the mind ward connects. I press the assault, hitting as hard and fast as I can, always focused on the demon's conical skull. The only hope I have against this creature is to keep him dazed and off balance until I can get hold of the knife and cut off his head. Already, Alagai Kar is adapting. Bone and leathery skin thicken, toughen, protecting his brain from new blows while his innate magic heals the contusions from the old. I catch hold of the knife handle, blade still stuck lengthwise in the thick bone of the demon's skull. I yank the handle back and forth and feel a rush of pleasure as Alagai Kar shrieks in agony. Feedback magic kicks up my arm, driving off the pain and exhaustion as I step around the demon to put him in a submission hold. Darren circles us, wrapped in his warded cloak as he plays his pipes. The demon shrieks and thrashes, jerking the blade loose from his skull. I bury it in his throat instead, but lack the leverage to sever his neck. Rojvar lends her voice to Darren's pipes. Again, the demon tries to keen, activating Irvin's conditioning, but he chokes on steel and ichor instead. I glance at Irvin, on his knees, staring down numbly at Mika's cooling form. With renewed strength, I push the blade deeper into Alagai Kar's throat. The price of killing him is already too high, but anything less dishonors my sister's memory. The demon's burned hand latches onto my wrist, his grip grinding the bones against one another. I bite down, channeling the pain into power as I resist his pull, muscles vibrating with the strain. But even with the knife stealing some of the Demon King's magic and feeding it to me, I can no more match this ancient creature's strength than I can his will. Slowly, he draws the blade from his body. It doesn't matter. Alagai Kar cannot see Selen. Wrapped in her cloak of unsight, enter the fight. She charges in from the side, the point of her blessed spear aimed at the Demon King's jutting ribs. I need only hold him a moment more. When she strikes, I will stop resisting the demon's pull, tearing the knife free to cut off his head once and for all. But whether by a sixth sense or one of the five, again, the demon senses the attack in time to react. He twists with savage strength, putting me right in the path of the oncoming spear. Selin attempts to pull the blow, but there's too much force and too little time. I feel it punch through my robes and deep into my side. Night Sel! I cry. Sorry, Selin shouts, but she doesn't lose focus, letting go her spear and dodging around me to press the attack before Alagai Kaar can escape. She balls a fist, and I see she is wearing the chained bracelet of warded rings that she bought in the Marja Bazaar all those months ago. Her punch strikes like a thunderbolt, shattering the demon's jaw before he can keen again. The bone spear point in my side doesn't hurt, but there is a wrongness to its presence in my body, like a pebble in my sandal. I dare not pull it out. Even if I don't bleed to death, it may have struck something vital. Like Mika and Chadan, I may be a martyr to this cause. The Sharum pray for a glorious death fighting Alagai. They dream of it. We lost ourselves in the fantasy of it every night before charging into the maze. But now that I am faced with one, I don't want it. I want to kill Alagai Kaar. I will die in the attempt if I must. But in my heart, I want to live. I twist the knife, doing as much damage as I can as Selin pummels the demon. Alagai Kaar is stronger, but I have leverage in my hold, and keep his hands from covering his ears as Darren and Rojvar continue their musical assault. My spear brothers are recovering from the demon's control, groaning and fumbling their helmets back on. Some have already gotten groggily to their feet. There is no time to coddle them. To arms, warriors of Marja! Sharak Kaar is upon you! We have Alagai Kaar! Kill the father of demons and earn everlasting glory! The words snap them to attention, awakening the hope that lies at the heart of all warriors, to be remembered indeed long after they have taken the lonely path. Many still have their spears. Others pull secondary weapons, warded knives, batons, hatchets. Some have only their fists. But all of them move toward the mind demon, and my hopes begin to rise. Just a few moments more, and it will be over. But still, the demon forces out my wrist, inch by agonizing inch, until at last Renna's knife slips free. The moment the weapon's point is drawn from its flesh, Alagai Kaar dissipates, slipping into the Great Ward and riding it to Creator knows where. Selin and I collapse into each other as the demon vanishes. I scream as the spear tears from my body and we hit the ground. Sorry, Olive, Selin says again, holding me close as she puts pressure on my wound. Charged with magic, the wound clots quickly, but I don't know what internal damage there might be. All of us cast about, searching. The demon might still be close, or he could be licking his wounds 1,000 miles away in Safehold. A sound rises in the void between stalagmite mounds, like autumn leaves blown by a hurricane. A flight of wind demons the size of barn owls swarm out of the darkness, filling the air with leathern wings and lashing talons. Selin covers us as a demon slams into her bone shield. It gives a piercing cry, scales scorching black, and before it can escape, I sever one of its wings with the knife. A clatter of talons is the only warning as a storm of sand demons flow around the stalagmites like water. I pass Selin the knife and take up her spear, the tip still wet with my blood. Warriors of Marja, form around me! My brothers know their work, forming a shield wall with me at its center, surrounding Darren, Rojvar, and the wounded. Those without shields cluster inside the shell, ready to assist as warriors fall or Alagai get through. Selin takes my right side, Fasik and Gorvan my left. Even Arik is on his feet, makeup running from his ashen face as he holds his wound closed and adds his shield to the wall. Only Iraven keeps to his knees, cradling Mika in his arms inside our wall. I am not the only one to notice. Prince Iraven is Sharrum-Kar. He should be commanding this group, not me. But there is no time to question it, no time for anything, as the wind demons circle around the cavern for another pass and the sand demons reach the shield wall. Everarm is watching, brothers and sisters, I cry as the killing begins. Make him proud!